David, did you ever look into the Travis Walton case? Curious to see what your take is on that one.
Well, I when the Travis Walton case first came about, which was around 1975, I told my my friend Alan Hynek that, oh, I thought that case was a hoax. It just didn't add up to me. There's something wrong with it. I didn't like it, and all that. That was wrong.
That was wrong, huh?
Yeah. No, I think that this is a legitimate case. I think that Travis Walton is an extremely intelligent and well-spoken person, and very impressive. I just think that he's an abductee, and this is an abduction experience. The problem with the case was that all that's come out has just been really a few minutes of his five-day events. I think he only remembered about 20 minutes and didn't want to do hypnosis and all that. I asked him, you know, like, why not just do it, you know, and it was apparently just, it's too much for him, and it is for a lot of people. And the question is for everybody, is do you really want to know or not know? And for a lot of people, the best answer is not know. I did have occasion myself to do a five-day event with a woman who lives well within 100 miles of me. And she, we did eight sessions, each one about 3 hours long on what happened. So I have 24 hours of testimony from her as opposed to 20 minutes from Travis, in terms of what he remembered. So there is a big difference, and when somebody's abducted for 4 days or 5 days or 2 days or whatever it is, there's that much worth of stuff that happens. And so it takes them a long time to sort of sort it out and tell you what goes on a sort of hour-by-hour basis.